Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 358 for Wednesday, April 20th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished stronger on Wednesday, taking strength from gains in soybeans and some speculative buying. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $5.50 higher, with the May contract checking in at $489.80 a ton, that's up $5.20, while the July contract was up $493.50 a ton, that's up $5.50. Prices received some backing by advances in Malaysian palm oil and crude oil. Traders are also staking out positions ahead of tomorrow's Planting Intentions report that's compiled by Statistics Canada. Canola acres are expected to be in line or slightly lower than last year's numbers. Portions of Western Canada could use more rain ahead of seeding, and that was supportive for the market. However, the Canadian dollar was up a third of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less enticing to international buyers. Farmer selling was steady and losses in soy oil were bearish for the market. In the U.S., corn was 9 to 10 cents higher, with the July contract coming in at $3.99 a bushel. Commercial buying helped to prop up the market. Brazil will apparently not be putting an import duty on their corn, and that could enable some U.S. shipments to make their way into South America. As well, some of the corn in Brazil has quality problems. Rain is expected in the U.S. corn belt, and that could delay some seeding. Soybeans are up 22 to 24 cents, with the July contract checking in at $10.19 a bushel. The market surged higher on speculative buying and weather issues in South America. Hot weather in Brazil is causing problems for that country's crop, while heavy rain in Argentina is threatening major damage there. Egypt has announced it wants to import a record amount of soybeans this year. The government believes it will buy 2.42 million tons in 2016-17. Wheat was 17 cents stronger, with the July contract checking in at $5.11 a bushel. The market drew support on short covering from large funds. Canadian prairie acres are expected to be lower in tomorrow's StatsCan report, and that would be welcomed by some farmers in the northern U.S. growing areas. On the other side of the coin, favorable rain in the U.S. plains limited the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets. Be sure to listen in at 12:40 for the closing prices. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.